Good afternoon from Hastings, Nebraska, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Door College Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos. From Lynn Farrell Arena, the Door College Defenders take an 0-6 conference mark and a 6-7 overall record into their contest against the number 23-rated Hastings College Broncos. They're 3-3 in the conference and 6-5 overall. Both teams going through their warm-up paces as I speak, getting set for today's matinee performance. Men's contest will begin at about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Door College versus Hastings coming your way on KDCR 88.5 FM. Door College women's basketball coach Greg Steenson joined fans. The Defenders get set to take on the Hastings College Broncos. Great Plains Athletic Conference action this afternoon. And, Coach, we say it almost all the time, but you're playing a very good team again today, a team that has some good guards. They shoot the ball okay, but defensively, a very good ball club. They're going to present some challenges today.
Right. They're a very, very good team. They're probably one of the top 10 teams in the country. I know they're ranked in the top 25 right now. They do have extremely good guards. You know, they have a guard that was really, really good last year in Ben Kirk that can really shoot it. And Wayne State transfer Michaela Berry that is off to a great start and really can score the ball. So they present a lot of challenges in terms of trying to stop them. Defensively, they're right up there with the best teams in the country in terms of they only allow teams to average 8 assists a game. And that's because of the pressure and trapping and all the different things that they can do defensively. So, you know, we'll have our hands full today. But we had two very, very productive days of practice in terms of, you know, we're a different team than we were at the beginning of the season guard-wise and depth-wise in terms of who can handle the ball and how deep we are. So, you know, we made some progress, and we had productive days of ball handling and court awareness and slowing down. And, you know, I'd be disappointed if that didn't show up today. But, you know, you got to challenge yourself, and this is a contest for a reason to see how much progress did we make.
How difficult is it to coach players to be intense, to be quick, but to not get in a hurry?
Well, in college basketball, it's very difficult because the pace dictates that, you know, you only have 10 seconds to get across, you only have 30 seconds to get a shot, and the other team is going to go the other way. And when we get it, we're going to go the other way. So, you know, it's an up-tempo, and you have to really be able to think on your feet. And you also have to be able to, you know, control your body, control your emotions. And, you know, that makes it a challenge.
This Hastings team, their shooting percentage that they're allowing is probably a little higher than I would have expected, about 44%. Is that because they end up giving up good shots when their pressure doesn't work out?
You know, I think that's part of it. You know, and another part of it is teams have been able to get to the basket a little bit more than what they may have liked. That teams have kind of put their heads down and gotten to the basket. They also are not the same team as what you and I are accustomed to seeing from Hastings is, you know, 6'3", 6'4", bruisers inside, Laurel Zwainer type people that can really affect the game and affect how they don't necessarily have that this year. And so they're a little different on the interior than what they have been in the past. And I think you'll see that today as the game plays out.
Where do you have an advantage, or what can you take advantage of? What are the keys that you want to hang your hat on today?
Well, I think, you know, we out-rebound our opponent, as does Hastings. So, you know, we want to try to have an advantage on the boards, and we need to get second shots, you know. And I think another advantage that we have is we want to control the pace of the game. You know, if we can do that, then that'll be to our advantage, definitely.
It's Coach Craig Steensman talking about the matchup between the Door College Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos. Let's take a closer look then at this Hastings College team. Rated number 23 in the most recent NAI Division II coaches poll, 3-3 in the league, 6-5 overall. The Broncos were 4-1 on November 15th after an 81-69 win over Northwestern. The Broncos then dropped four straight to Doan, Morningside, Concordia, and Friends of Kansas. Broncos snapped their losing streak with an 88-74 win over Sterling on November 29. They beat Briarcliff December the 6th to even their conference record with a 61-52 win in Sioux City. Hastings is averaging 71.6 points per game. They allow 69.6 points per outing. They also hold a 37.8 to 34.6 rebounding advantage, but haven't shot it as well as their opponents. converting 40.3% of their shots to 44% for opponents. Hastings commits two less turnovers than its opponents on average per game. Jamie Van Kirk scores 18.7 points per game and is 18 of 54 from the three-point line for 33.3% success. She's 46 of 53 from the free throw line and takes down 3.4 rebounds per game. Michaela Berry scores 13.7 points per game with a 3.5 rebounds per game average, and she leads the team with 25 three-point baskets made, and she has converted 37.3% of her tries. Tika Thompson scores 7.8 points per game. Abby Jackson is good for 6.3 points per outing. The Defender women are 6-7 overall, 0-6 in the league. The Defenders have lost three in a row since beating Bethany Lutheran back on December the 1st, 93-57. The Defenders average 70.7 points per game. They allow 71.2 points per outing. The Defenders hold a 47-41.7 rebounding advantage. They've converted nearly 38% of their field goals, and foes are making 36.9% of the field goals that they attempt. The Defenders get to the free throw line more than their opponents, converting 216 of 321 free throws, while foes are 196 of 288. North College has been bothered by turnovers and averaged five more turnovers than their opponents. Abby Chapman leads the Defenders with a 14.1 points per game average, and she has made 34.6% of her three-point attempts. Micah Hulst and Paige Engber score 9.1 and 8.9 points per game respectively, with Hulst taking down 9.5 rebounds per game. She's averaging nearly 4 blocks per game with 1.5 steals. Kim Cruz is averaging 8.6 points per game, takes in 9 rebounds per contest. Robin Blunt comes off of the bench to score 7.5. Cassidy Bredevoet adds 7.1 points per game and takes away 4.2 rebounds, while Blunt gets 4.3. Hastings beat Briarcliff on Saturday, December the 6th, by a 61-52 margin. They were led by Berry's 21 points as she made 7 of 15 field goals and had 6 assists and 2 steals. Holly Hill added 8 points and was perfect, 3 for 3 from the field, 2 for 2 on 3-point shots. The Dort women lost an 86-41 decision with Dakota Wesleyan Wednesday night. The Defenders converted 27.8% of their field goals and had a 43-40 rebounding advantage. Wesleyan made 45.5% of its field goals and converted 11 of 23 three-point tries. Abby Chapman and Robin Blunt both had 7 points. Michael Holst had 10 rebounds and 3 blocked shots. The Hastings women lead this series 19-4. They won both meetings last year. They beat Dort College on December the 14th, 88-67 in Sioux Center. Dort was led by Elise Merrick with 15 points. Kira Van Dyke had 14. Laurel Zwainer worked for 23 points and was 13 of 14 from the free throw line. At Hastings on February the 1st, the Defenders lost a 65-62 decision. Jamie Cook and Kayla Brookeis both had 15 points. Kira Van Dyke had 10. There's your matchup between Dort College and Hastings. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College basketball. Back with the opening tap right after this. Opening tip set to begin, and Sierra Williamson jumping it up against Micah Halston. We are underway with basketball. The Dort College Defenders with the basketball after the opening tap, controlled by Holst. Chapman with it down to the baseline, has it tapped away from her, out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the basketball in will be Abby Chapman. Chapman, right side, gets it away to Newman. Newman with the basketball on the right wing. And we've got a foul called from behind. That's going to go on Sierra Williamson as she and Michael Holst were locked up in the middle of the lane. And Williamson whistled for her first personal foul. Williamson, a 6-foot senior from Broomfield, Colorado. She gets whistled for the first personal foul of the basketball game. Fresh shot clock for Dort College to work with. Chapman pulls the trigger from the right corner. Her shot no good off the inbounds play. Rebound taken away by Hastings College. Up and running with it is Michaela Berry. Berry with the basketball out front, guarded there by Kim Cruz. She hands it off to Abby Jackson. Jackson with the basketball at the free throw line. Into the lane, nothing there. Comes back on the hard cut to Van Kirk. Van Kirk floats it up. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Hastings College basketball. Hastings College with the basketball. And the Broncos will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. This will be Jamie Van Kirk throwing it in. Van Kirk to trigger it. Van Kirk gets it in to Abby Jackson. Jackson free throw line jumper has a block from behind, out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. Well, they say that no one blocked it for Dort College, so Dort College gets it on the block on the missed shot. Chapman with the basketball gets it over to Angbers. Angbers with the ball. Paige Engber's in the starting lineup along with Kim Cruz tonight. There's your starting backcourt along with Abby Chapman. Emily Newman and Michael Hulst fill out the starting lineup for the defenders. Pass goes left side over to Newman. Newman on the wing out front. Chapman, 0-0 our score. We're a minute into the contest. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman gives it up over to Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman lofts it down low for Michael Hulst. Hulst puts it on the deck, and she turns it over as Hastings came with the hard double team, and the North College defenders going back the other way on defense. Hastings, the runner by Chelsea Morton, and the Hastings College Broncos are on the board first, 2-0. 2-0 our score. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gives it up to Chapman. Chapman at the free throw line. Spin move. Scoops it up with the left hand for the tie. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Hulst. Over to Cruz. Cruz extra pass to Ingers. Ingers into the corner. Chapman another shot. Three. No good. Rebound taken down by Michael Hulst. But we've got a foul on the play. Called on the Hastings College Broncos, I believe. Foul's going to go on Chelsea Morton. That's her first. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Tegan Manis checks into the contest. Kim Cruz will check out. Throwing the ball in will be Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Gives it to Hulst. Hulst muscles it up. It's good. Michael Hulst from the right block just simply bowled her way to the hoop. Got the shot to go with 18:03 left to go in the first half. Dort College knocks it up at 2. Hastings with the basketball. On the right side is Jackson. Jackson gives it up to Barry. Barry into the lane, nothing there. Comes back out to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk, bounce pass down low for Williamson. It's tipped and controlled by Chapman. Chapman got the ball as it was tapped away by Michael Hulst. Tegan Manis with the basketball gives it up to Chapman. Chapman with it on the right side. Chapman with the basketball comes back over to Engbers. Engbers swings it left side, Manis. Out front it goes, Chapman. Chapman, the hesitation move, fires it up off the bottom of the backboard. No good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Up and running, Barry. Barry, three, no good. Rebound controlled by Michael Hulst. Hulst with the rebound. She outlets over to Manis. This is the final game of the conference play for both teams before Christmas. Manis, bounce pass, goes to Hulst. Hulst facing up on the right elbow, puts it on the floor. Fires it back outside to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball on the right wing, 10 to shoot. Chapman, spin move, gets her shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman over to Manis. Manis has it blocked. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings up and running. And stripping the ball away is Paige Engbers, not allowing the easy layup for Jamie Van Kirk. But Engbers is whistled for the personal foul. Paige Engbers back in the starting lineup this afternoon. Dort College shook the starting lineup up against Dakota Wesleyan. Today back to the lineup that they had been starting since November the 15th when Palma got hurt. Well, actually, we shook it up again with Ashley Williams out of the play due to injury. Won't see her again until after Christmas in all likelihood. First free throw is up and through. Second free throw by Jamie Van Kirk is no good. And the Dort College defenders trail 3-2. 3-2 our score. Emily Newman with the basketball. Newman passes it over to Engbers. Engbers out front. Chapman. Chapman lets fly with a three. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Left side pass goes to Abby Jackson. Jackson with it out front. Abby Jackson picks up her dribble. She passes right side. Looking for somebody to pass to Michaela Barry. Barry, 17-footer, right elbow, no good. Rebound checked down long by Chelsea Morton. Morton with the basketball, and we've got a hand check called on the defenders. And if it's on Engbers, that's number two. Wait and get the official call on who that foul goes against. The officials conferring, that is. It's going to go on Tegan Manis. Manis whistled for her first personal. Team foul number two on the defenders. Robin Blunt's in. Paige Engbers is out. Williamson checks out for Hastings. Checking in is Rachel Jeldon. Vredevoad checks in for the Dort College defenders. That's Cassidy Vredevoad. She checks in for Michael Hulst. Hastings to inbound the basketball. They get it inbounded to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk with it on the right side. Step back behind the three-point line. Now drives in, and it's stripped by Robin Blunt. Blunt comes away with a loose basketball. Robin Blunt into the front court, over the half-court stripe. They can't bring the trap quickly enough. Blunt with a basketball on the right wing. Comes back over to Manis. Manis with the ball back to Chapman. Abby Chapman on the cut to Newman. Newman puts it up in traffic. Her shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Jeldon. Jeldon with the basketball. Gives it up Van Kirk. Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk with it on the right wing. Hastings with the basketball and a 3-2 lead. Nearly a little over 4 minutes into this contest. Ball's loose on the floor. Tapped loose by Newman, controlled by Vredevoet. Here comes Chapman. Long pass, cross court, goes over to Manis. Manis with it on the wing. Manis comes back over to Newman. Newman with the basketball back over to Manis. Manis with it on the right wing. Dribbles with the left hand back to the top of the key. Comes back left side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman gives it up to Chapman. Chapman into the corner, Vredevoet. Vredevoet with the basketball. Vredevoet passes left side over to Chapman. Three to shoot. Bounce pass down low. Vredevoet shot off of the glass. Good. Give the assist to Chapman, the bucket to Vredevoet, and the Dort College defenders lead it 4-3. Hastings pressing the issue, throws it long, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz to check into the contest. Newman checks out of the ballgame. Kim Cruz back in. We'll get the lineup for you in just a moment for Dort College. Chapman hesitates, now gets it into Cruz. Cruz in the backcourt, gets it ahead to Chapman. Chapman over the top for Blunt, and the ball's tapped and controlled by Abby Jackson. And now a foul called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Dort College, and number 25, that's Robin Blunt. That's Robin's first. Team foul number 3, she got called for the foul in the backcourt, trying to apply some pressure defense. Abby Jackson, the 5'6 senior from Hastings, takes it across half court. She passes right side. Broncos basketball, Hallie Samuelson, not Van Kirk. Van Kirk, top of the key, three-pointer is good. Jamie Van Kirk with the three-point basket. She's got 4 points, and the defenders trail 6-4. Right side Chapman, posting up Vredevoet. Vredevoet tries to cross over, her shot no good. And a fight for the rebound. Ball's going to go against Hastings, I believe. Ball goes on Hastings, number 21, Alex Edwards. That's her first. 6-4, Hastings in front by a deuce. Throwing the ball in will be Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt to trigger it. Passes it in to Chapman. Chapman, deep right corner, just inside the three-point line. Hasn't used her dribble, now she does. Gives it off to Manis. Manis on the right wing. Tegan Manis finds Blunt. Blunt cut through the lane, right-handed shot, good. Robin Blunt with a two-point basket. Robin Blunt with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders tied up 6-6. Stoppage in play. I'm not sure what that was about, but the Dort College defenders will have the basketball. I beg your pardon. Hastings will have the basketball after Dort College just tied it up on a Robin Blunt shot. Shady Eager's going to check into the ballgame in just a moment, as will Emily Newman. Stopping and popping from the right side is Abby Jackson. Jackson with a two-point basket. And the Broncos back in front, 8-6. Hastings with the basketball on the steal, coming back the other way. Hallie Samuelson stops on the left wing, finds Jackson short corner. Jackson back outside, three on the way, is up and through. Three-point basket by Hallie Samuelson makes it 11-6. Hastings on a 5-0 run. Manis passes over the top, intended for Cruz, taken back by Hastings. Layup is good. Jamie Van Kirk with a two-point basket. She's got six, and just like that, Hastings has rattled off seven in a row. They lead it 13-6. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. And by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 13:28 left to play in this first half, and the defenders trail it 13-6. Defender basketball forced to use a timeout, their first timeout of the basketball game. Hastings on a 7-0 run, and now a steal, but stepping on the sideline out of bounds will be Chanel Farmer. Dort College will get the basketball back after the turnover. 13:23 remaining. Shot clock was reset because there was a change of possession. Now Dort College gets it back. They get it inbounded to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball in between the circles. Cruz with the basketball, picks up her dribble. Kim looking for someone to pass to, gets it away to Newman, and we've got a hold called on Hastings. Fouls called on Chanel Farmer. That's her first. Team foul number four. 13:15 remaining in this first half. Throwing the ball in will be Chapman. Abby Chapman gets the ball inbounded to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the right side. Cruz picks up her dribble, passes over to Chapman. Chapman on the wing. Chapman lob passed over the top for DeAger, and DeAger is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Rachel Jeldon. That's her first. Broncos whistled for their fifth personal foul, so they have one more foul to give before they send Dort College to the free throw line for a bonus situation. Dort College inbounding the basketball, throwing it in will be Robin Blunt. Blunt gets it inbounded to DeAger. DeAger has Newman open in the corner, instead passes out front. It's nearly picked off. Chapman has it in between the circles. She dribbles to the right side. Comes back to the top of the key to Cruz. Cruz left side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Blunt. Blunt puts it on the lane, on the floor. Puts it up with the left hand. Awkward looking shot. She gets it to go. Dort College trails 11-8. So Blunt with the short shot. Beg your pardon. 13-8 our score. Hastings with the basketball. Broncos have it right side. Comes back out to the top of the key with the basketball is Samuelson. Into the corner, lefty three, no good. And a foul called over the top. That's going to go on Newman. Foul's going to go on Emily Newman. That's foul number one on her. Hastings will have the basketball. Vredevode checks in. Blunt checks out. DeAger checked out. Hulse checks in. Hastings inbounding the basketball. They get it into Jackson. Jackson in the lane as she dribbled in from the right baseline. Kicks it back out. Shot from 15, no good. Rebound taken away by Vredevode. Vredevode gives it up to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim with it on the right side. Kim draws two players to her. Fire it over left side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. And Newman is fouled on the play by Hastings. I believe that foul is going to go on Chanel Farmer. Farmer has just picked up her second personal foul. 12:05 remaining in the first half. Hastings 13, Dort College 8. Hastings Broncos. Holly Hild checks into the contest. Dort College lining four players up along the baseline. They get it inbounded to Chapman on the return pass. Chapman puts it up. Shot no good, and the lid's on the basket for Abby Chapman today. Hastings coming back the other way with the basketball is Barry. Barry has it on the right side. Barry goes back over to Hild. Hild on the right wing. Bounces it down to the baseline. Nothing there. Gets the return pass, does Holly Hild. Hild passes it off to Alex Edwards down to the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound put back, though, by Rachel Jeldon, and Jeldon is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. As she is fouled in the act of shooting, Michaela Berry's shot was too strong from the left baseline. She overshot the basket. But there to put it up was Rachel Jeldon, and Jeldon goes to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Jeldon, a 66% free throw shooter, misses the first one. She's got another one on the way. This one's up and down. 14-8, Hastings in front by a half dozen. 11:30 left to play in the first half. Newman with the basketball. Newman passes it off to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz will drive in, splits the defense, loses it out of bounds, ends up kicking it off of her own leg out of bounds. It'll be Hastings basketball leading by six. 14-8 our score. 14-8. Broncos in front. Hastings has the basketball. This is Michaela Berry. Berry feeds it off left side to Samuelson. Samuelson shot no good. Rebound taken down by Hulst. Hulst outlet over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz passes right side over to Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman drops it off inside for Hulst. Hulst shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Michael Holst will go to the free throw line for free throws. Foul goes on Michaela Berry. That's her first. Angbers is in. Chapman is out. Van Kirk is in for Hastings. Samuelson is out. One and one opportunity here for Michael Holst. Free throw is off the side of the iron. No good. Rebound taken away by the Broncos. Here comes Hastings with the basketball. Hastings up the floor with it. Jamie Van Kirk in between the circles. Van Kirk goes right side over to Berry. Berry on the wing. Berry goes left side to Holly Hild. Hild with it at the top of the key. Drives in. Goes right side. Baseline jumper. Gets it to hang on the rim. Bounced around, and Rachel Jeldon gets the 12-footer from the right baseline to go down. Hastings leads 16-8, and a travel called in the backcourt against the Dork College defenders. Hastings with the lead and the basketball. And the Broncos will throw it in. This is Holly Hild. Hild tosses it in to Berry. Berry with the basketball. Berry passes left side. Hastings working on an 8-point lead. Pass goes over to Van Kirk. Van Kirk squares up. Her three is good. Jamie Van Kirk, 9 first half points. And the Broncos out of the chute quickly. Dork College struggling to keep pace right now. Halfway through the first half, Dork College down by 11. With the basketball is Kim Cruz. Cruz, backdoor cut, Newman. Newman, layup, good. That time, Dork College sets the backdoor cut up beautifully. And the Dork College defenders trail at 19-10. Hastings basketball, Van Kirk on the left wing, well beyond the three-point line, gets a screen. She'll put it on the floor, Hart with the right hand, kick-out pass, three on the way, is up and through. Holly Hild with the three-point bucket, and Hastings opens up a 22-10 lead. 22-10 our score. Hastings with the basketball. And the Broncos, I beg your pardon, Dork College on defense. Dork College with the basketball. Hastings on defense. They dump it down low for Holst. Holst put in. Good. Michael Holst, short shot, and the defenders trail 22-12. Hastings, right side, Berry. Berry gives it up Van Kirk. Van Kirk guarded by Newman, dribbling with the left hand, hands it off to Hild. Into the right corner it goes over to Michaela Berry. Three on the way, is off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped out, last touch by Dork College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings with the basketball. They toss it in over the top with the ball as Jamie Van Kirk. And a travel called as she handed it back to Michaela Berry. Turnover by Hastings. And the Dork College defenders will get the basketball back. 22-12 our score. Dork College with the full court in front of them. Robin Blunt throws it in to Tegan Manis. Manis with the basketball. Tegan across half court. Tegan Manis all the way down to the right baseline and or the right wing, and she ends up losing it out of bounds. It'll be bounced it on the sideline. It will be Hastings basketball. Abby Jackson gets the pass. She'll bring it up for Hastings. They're working with a double-digit lead. Jackson with it on the right side. She gives it up to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk with it in the corner. Comes over to Thompson. Tika Thompson passes to Williamson. Williamson's shot is good. Sierra Williamson with the right side baseline jumper from about 15 feet. And the Bronco lead is 24-12. Newman with the basketball. Comes over to Blunt. Blunt to Manis. Manis three on the way. No good. Rebound taken down by Holst. Holst tries to pass it opposite baseline to Cassidy Vredebode. Bradeboat on the left baseline, unable to get to it, though. Tough angle for Holst to make that pass. And the Dork College defenders get a will play defense as they turn it over. Hastings with the basketball. Jackson. Abby Jackson out front, guarded by Manis. Comes left side over to Williamson. Williamson comes back, right wing. This is Van Kirk. Round the horn they go. Jackson looking down low for Tika Thompson. Thompson off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken down by Sierra Williamson. Williamson blocked on the play, gets her own rebound back. And now reach-in foul is going to go against Michael Hulst. Hulst whistled for the personal, her first. Beg your pardon, that's number two on Michael Hulst. So Hulst in a bit of foul trouble here with 7:35 remaining in the first half. That's the last foul Dort College has to give. Hastings will go to the free throw line from here on out on the one-on-one. Jamie Van Kirk, three-pointer, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Michael Hulst. Hulst gets it away to Manis. Manis with the basketball. Tegan Manis will drive the lane, dumps it off, and we've got a foul called on Hastings. An arm bar called on Abby Jackson. She was trying to keep pace with Tegan Manis. And Manis will go to the free throw line for a one and the bonus. One and one on the way for Manis. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. First free throw by Manis was good. She's got another one coming. Second free throw for the freshman from Stockton, California is up and through. 24-14, our score. Dort College will use a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 7:21 left to go in the first half. Dort College trails at 24-14. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. They pass it. Does Hastings down to the left baseline. Williamson misses on the baseline jumper, and the Dort College defenders come back the other way with the basketball. Manis with it on the right wing. Tries to pass out of the trap, and we've got a Hastings College foul. Foul's going to go on Tika Thompson, her first. Tegan Manis will go to the free throw line for another one and one. So Tegan Manis will go to the free throw line for the one and one. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Manis with another one on the way. Manis now 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Second free throw on the way. This one's up and hangs on the rim and falls out. 24-15, Dort College down 9. Hastings basketball. Jackson across half court. Jackson passes left side over to Thompson. Tika Thompson drives in, and Thompson is fouled on the play. Cassidy Vredebode whistled for the personal foul as she tried to fight Thompson off as she bowled her way to the basket. And she's got two free throws on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where Values Matter member FDIC, by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Thompson makes one of two free throws. Hastings, though, with an offensive rebound. Thompson ends up with it on the wing, and she finishes off the drive. She's got 3 points, and now the Broncos lead at 27-15, and they force a turnover. Robin Blunt steals it back, though. Pass goes to Vredebode. Vredebode with the basketball, and they're going to call a tie-up. No, they're going to say that Vredebode was on the sideline, out of bounds. It'll be Hastings basketball. 27-15, Hastings by a dozen, 6:20 remaining in this first half. Dort College has used two timeouts. Hastings has the basketball. Jackson up to the half-court stripe. Jackson with the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Passes left side. They dump it down low for Williamson. Williamson shot no good. Rebound taken away by Vredebode. Vredebode with the basketball. Gives it up to Manis. Manis goes right side over to Chapman. Abby Chapman with the basketball. Chapman gives it up Vredebode. Vredebode drives in. Right-handed layup. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings coming back the other way with the basketball. This is Tika Thompson. Thompson to Abby Jackson. Jackson with the basketball at half court. Jackson working against Manis. Jackson will drive in, kicks it off left side. Left-handed shot for Chelsea Morton on the drive. It's good. Hastings leads at 29-15 as we approach the five-minute mark of the first half. And Tika Thompson comes over for the hard double team. And the jump ball gives the alternating possession to Hastings. Chapman and Vredovo check out of the ball game. And the Hastings College Broncos will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Chelsea Morton. Morton gets it into Jackson. 14-point difference. Hastings 29, Dort College 15. With it on the right side is Jackson. Jackson goes into the corner. Venkirk. Venkirk 15-footer right side. Good. Jamie Venkirk with another 2 points. She's got 11. And the Dort College defenders trail at 31-15. Kim Cruz into the front court, comes right side, Angbers. Angbers left side over to Manis. I beg your pardon, to Newman, that is. Newman, right side, it comes back over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz back over to Newman. Newman to Angbers. Angbers dumps it down low for Hulst. Hulst puts it up in traffic. Shot is blocked. Rebound Thompson taken away by Hastings. Tika Thompson into the front court with the basketball, working against Robin Blunt. Passes back over to Morton. Chelsea Morton has it reached in and tapped away from her. Hastings has the basketball. 14 seconds on the shot clock. 4:24 on the game clock. Thompson goes back over to Jackson. Jackson, floater in the lane. It's good. Abby Jackson with 4 points. Dort College trails 33-15. Hastings on an 8-0 run. Beg your pardon, they're on a 9-0 run. They've gone from up 24-15 to up 33-15. Chapman checks back into the basketball game. Robin Blunt will check out. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Angbers to throw it in. Angbers gets it into Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. She comes back over to Angbers. Angbers with the ball. Angbers reverses it back over to Cruz. Cruz will take it up the floor. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz tries to feed it underneath, and the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Dort College struggling with the defense applied by Hastings here, and not a surprise that Hastings has pressured. They forced Dort College into 10 turnovers here. Thompson into the lane. She spins it back outside to Alex Edwards. Edwards back over to Thompson. Thompson misses the three-pointer. Ball goes out of bounds, less touched by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball on the air ball shot by Tika Thompson. A rebound bounced on the baseline. Dort College has the ball. Kim Cruz with it. Cruz will bring it up the floor. Kim across half court. Guarded there now by Tika Thompson. Cruz on the right hand side. Picks up her dribble, reverses it to Chapman. 13 to shoot. Chapman, short corner to Hulst. Hulst looking for the cutter and gives it to Allie Samuelson. Samuelson took it away as she led the player through on the cut. And the Dort College defenders will play defense again. Hastings for the basketball. This is Thompson. Shot in the lane is up and down. Up the hoop, and Rachel Jeldon will go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw, trying to complete the three-point play, and this one has gotten away from the defenders right now. It's 35-15 pending the free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Missed free throw by Rachel Jeldon. Dort College gets the rebound. Dort College trails at 35-15. Right side pass goes over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman gives it up. Angbers. Angbers at the top of the key. Right side Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Chapman back over to Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Back over to Newman. Newman right corner to Chapman. Chapman to Vredevoet. Vredevoet puts it on the floor. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Splits the defense. Gives it off to Jeldon. Jeldon layup no good. Fight for the rebound. Cleared out by Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman driving back the other way, doesn't have the numbers, retreats to the wing, comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz misses the three, short, no good. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings will inbound the basketball with the length of the floor in front of them. Broncos bring it up. This is Jackson. Jackson goes right wing. This is Hallie Samuelson. Samuelson gives it up to Holly Hild. Hild with it on the right side. Round the horn they go. Comes back over to Samuelson. Samuelson shot no good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman over the ball. Chapman across the timeline. Comes back over to Angbers. 1:50 left to play first half. Pass through the lane. Newman. Newman puts it up and a charging foul called on Emily Newman. Newman whistled for the charge. Hastings will get the basketball back. That'll go as an offensive foul and a turnover. Bronco basketball. New player checking in for Hastings. Number 3, Abigail Niebrugge. Hastings will bring the basketball up. Hastings with the basketball. 1:40 remaining in the first half. Broncos up 20, 35-15. With it on the right wing, Broncos, they reverse it. Left wing shot is good. Niebrugge with the three-point basket. Andor College just struggling to get shots off. Abby Chapman, three from the corner. She ends the drought for the Dort College defenders. Dort College trails 38-18. That stops a run for Hastings that covered 14 points. 1:05 left to play. First half. Niebrugge passes it down low. It's tipped in, taken away. Cruz got her hands on it. Out front it goes to Vredevoet. Vredevoet shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Puts it up and down. Cassidy Vredevoet with 4 points. Dort College trails 38-20. Hastings basketball up 18. 40 seconds left to go, first half. Right side pass to Hallie Samuelson. Samuelson down to the baseline. Retreats. Gets the pass out to Jeldon. Jeldon in the lane. Kick out pass. Niebrugge. Niebrugge. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Pass into the front court. Robin Blunt. Blunt picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Chapman, and we've got a foul on the play called on Hastings. Foul called on Hastings, Holly Hild. Hild whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number 10 on the Broncos, and Robin Blunt will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Blunt, the junior from St. Paul, with 4 points so far tonight, or this afternoon, I should say. First free throw off the heel and bounces through. She's got five. Second free throw on the way for Robin Blunt. Dort College trails 38-21, trying to cut it down to a 16-point ball game as we near halftime. Second free throw on the way for Blunt. This one is up, and that one's no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Broncos with the basketball. Hastings leads 38-21. Niebrugge with it out front, guarded there by Cruz. Eight to shoot. She's at the center jump circle. Angles off to the right side. Stops at about 17 feet. Reverses it to the top of the key to Hild. And we've got a travel called on Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball with 1.8 seconds remaining in this first half. Chapman will throw the ball in. And see if Dort College can get someone going long. And they get the ball inbounded to DeJager. DeJager with the basketball in the backcourt. And she lets the clock run down. And the Dort College defenders go into the locker room down 38-21. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball. Dort College trails at halftime of the Hastings College Broncos in women's basketball, 38-21. We were tied at 2-6. That tie at 6 came with 14-13 left to go in the first half. Hastings went on a 7-0 run to build up a 13-6 lead. Dort College scored a basket to stop the run, but they proceeded to score the next 6 points and went on a 14-0 run to go from up 24-12 to up 38 I beg your pardon, 36-12. And we stand at 38-21 as Dort College closes the half on a six-point run of their own to make it 38-21 at the half. Unofficially, Dort College is led by Robin Blunt's 5 points. Jamie Van Kirk leads Hastings unofficially with 11. Back with a rundown of all the stats right after this. Team totals look like this. Dort College, 8 of 24 from the floor, 33%. 1 of 6 on threes, 16.7%. 4 for 7 on free throws, 57.1%. For Hastings, 15 of 33 from the floor, 45.5%. 5 of 11 on threes, 45.5%. 3 of 7 on free throws, 42.9%. Dort has out-rebounded Hastings 20-19. Turnovers, Dort College 13. Hastings has 7. Point totals, individually, Dort College is paced by Robin Blunt with 5. 4 points for Cassidy Vredebode, 4 for Micah Hulst, 3 for Abby Chapman, 2 for Emily Newman, and 3 for Tegan Manis for Dort College's total of 21 points. For the Hastings College Broncos, Jamie Van Kirk leads the way with 11. Rachel Jeldon has 5. 4 each for Chelsea Morton and Abby Jackson. 3 for Abigail Newbrugge, Holly Hild, and Hallie Samuelson. 3 for Tika Thompson and 2 for Sierra Williamson for their total of 38 points. Michael Hulst has 9 first-half rebounds. 4 for Abby Chapman. 2 each for Robin Blunt and Cassidy Vredebode. For the Hastings College Broncos, 3 rebounds each for Chelsea Morton, Abby Jackson, Sierra Williamson, and Rachel Jeldon. 2 rebounds each for Alex Edwards and Tika Thompson, and 2 for Jamie Van Kirk. 3 assists for Hallie Samuelson to lead Hastings, 2 for Holly Hild. For Dort College, Kim Cruz has 2 assists, as does Abby Chapman. 2 steals each for Robin Blunt and Cassidy Vredebode. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be back with a look at what else is happening in the conference today right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the halftime scores from across the conference. Concordia leads Mount Marty 43-32. Dakota Wesleyan over Doan 37-29. Northwestern over Midland 37-36. And Morningside drops Nebraska Wesleyan, or leads Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime, I should say, 37-29. Here at halftime, Hastings leads Dort College 38-21 in women's college basketball play. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coming up this week on KDCR, this Thursday, Dort College at home as they face Martin Luther. That's a college out of New Ulm, Minnesota. Non-conference play, that'll be the conclusion of pre-Christmas basketball. That'll be after the Dort College women's and men's basketball teams complete their finals assignments for this week. Testing begins on Monday on the Dort College campus with exams and runs through Thursday. And we cap it off with a couple of basketball games Thursday night. 5 o'clock start time for the women and a 7 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. That's this Thursday, December the 18th. Let's take a break and we'll be back with second half basketball from Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College in Hastings, Nebraska, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Kim Cruz with the basketball, picks up her dribble, looks, gives it away to Angbers. Angbers, left side Chapman. Chapman lob pass down low intended for Micah Hulst. Too strong with the pass, rebound controlled by, or the loose ball controlled by Hastings. Broncos coming up with the basketball. They pass it right side over to Michaela Berry. Berry gives it up Jackson. Jackson puts it up, blocked by Hulst. Rebound Hulst. Back the other way we come. Newman. Newman picks up her dribble on the right side. Under pressure, looking, gets it away to Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Abby Chapman setting the offense for the defenders. Chapman driving in with the left hand, puts it up in traffic, and she got fouled on the play. Abby Chapman will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So two free throws on the way. Abby Chapman shooting a pair. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Chapman makes one of two free throws and the defenders trail 38-32. Hastings basketball at the top of the key is Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk had the hot hand in the first half. She had 11 points. Pass goes to Williamson. Williamson puts it on the floor hard against Michael Hulst. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Long pass over the top. Cruz intended for Abby Chapman, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Hastings basketball. Chelsea Morton to throw the ball in. Gets it into Abby Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson at the center jump circle. She passes left side over to Berry. Berry down to the baseline. And Berry is fouled on the play by Dort College. Foul's going to go on the defenders. And Kim Cruz. That's foul number one on Cruz. Team foul number one on the defenders in this half. Broncos will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Get it inbounded. Three on the way by Berry is up and good. Michaela Berry with her first points today. And the defenders trail 41-22. With the basketball is Angbers. Angbers takes it up the floor. Angbers hands it off to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz passes left side to Newman, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball and a turnover on the defenders. Jackson will bring it up. Abby Jackson running the point for the Broncos. She passes left side to Van Kirk. Van Kirk with it on the wing. Van Kirk gets it back over to Berry. Berry, three-pointer straight on, good. Back-to-back threes for Berry, and the Broncos have their biggest lead of the game at 44-22. Steal by Van Kirk in the backcourt. Her layup is good. Van Kirk with a two-point basket. She's got 13, and the Dort College defenders are forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. They have three remaining. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Paige Engbers, an open look at a three, and Paige Engbers knocks it down. For Paige, that's her first basket of the day, and the Dort College defenders trail at 46-25. Hastings basketball out front, Van Kirk. Van Kirk drives in. Her shot no good. There for the rebound of the putback, though, is Williamson. Williamson layup, good. Sierra Williamson with 4 points, and the defenders trail at 48-25. Broncos on defense. Dort College loses it out of bounds. Last touch by the Broncos, though. It'll be defender basketball. Throwing it in is Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. And we've got a hold called underneath against the Broncos. Is that going to go on Williamson? It appears it will. And that's foul number three on it, Sierra Williamson. So inbounding the basketball will be Abby Chapman. Chapman to toss it in. Gets it inbounded to Angbers. Angbers three off the mark, no good. Rebound is too long. Take it away by Hastings. Hastings comes up with the basketball. Hastings coming back the other way. Shot on the way from the baseline. Van Kirk, and Van Kirk heating up. She's got 15. And the Broncos doubling up on the defenders, 50-25. Chapman over the basketball. Passes it off to Vredevoet. Vredevoet back over to Chapman. Lob pass down low. Goes to Hulse. Puts it on the deck. Might have traveled with it. Her shot with the left hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Up and running with it is Jackson. Jackson right side, Van Kirk. Van Kirk in rhythm. Her shot, no good. Rebound tipped and taken away by Dort College. And Angbers in the backcourt. Angbers being hassled back there, though, by Morton. Dort College in danger of a 10-second call. Racing it across the half-court stripe just in front of the 10-second call is Kim Cruz. And a foul on the play called on Chelsea Morton. That's foul number two on her. So far in this contest, Dort College hindered by turnovers, and I'm afraid that is a theme that we're going to see through the course of this year. Unless they can start taking care of the basketball much better. Dort College with 17 turnovers so far today. Seven against Hastings. Tegan Mann is driving in. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings and Rachel Jeldon. Jeldon gets it to Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson throws it away. Intended on the play for Alex Edwards, but Jackson led her too far. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in is Chapman. Chapman with the basketball for the defenders. Gets it inbounded to Manis. Manis will take it up against the pressure applied by Chanel Farmer. With the basketball, Manis. Manis double team. Gets it to Robin Blunt. Blunt leads Chapman. Chapman down right corner. Inside it goes Hulst. Hulst back over to Manis. Manis gives it up. Pass intended for Hulst down low. And Micah Hulst bumped heads, it appears, with one of the Hastings College players. Micah Hulst shaken up on the play. She picks herself up. And I think she's got a bloody lip or a bloody nose, so she'll be attended to. Shady Yeager's going to check into the basketball game. Collision down low, and it appears that it's a nosebleed right now for Micah Hulst. Inbounding the basketball will be Chapman. She gets it inbounded to Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Drives in, puts it up, has it blocked, and wrestled away from her by Rachel Jeldon. Here comes Hastings. Broncos coming back the other way. Chanel Farmer. Farmer with it to Samuelson. Samuelson with the basketball. Samuelson goes right side back over to Jackson. Jackson with it down to the baseline, and she is fouled on the play. Foul goes against Abby Chapman. That's foul number one on her. 50-25 our score. Hastings inbounding the basketball. They throw it in to Chanel Farmer. Farmer with the basketball to the free throw line. Hesitates, drives in, and a foul called on Tegan Manis. And that's number two on Manis. 15-17 remaining. Hastings to throw the ball in. Hallie Samuelson to trigger it. Samuelson passes it in to Farmer. Farmer to the free throw line. Gives it up. Shot no good by Alex Edwards. Hastings comes away with a rebound, though. They feed it into Jeldon. Jeldon at the free throw line. Working her way down low. Kick out pass. Hastings with the basketball. This is Abby Jackson. Jackson to Jeldon. Jeldon crosses over. Her shot no good. And the rebound taken away by Hastings. 12 seconds left. Ball never touched the rim, so no reset. Shot off the bottom of the backboard. No good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball at midcourt. Passes it ahead to Manis. Manis to Vredevoet. Vredevoet in traffic. Her shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Cassidy Vredevoet will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. So the Dort College defenders trailing 50-25. Well, they say the foul came before the shot, evidently. So Cassidy Vredevoet will not shoot free throws here, but rather Dort College, well, now they do give her two free throws. At first they lined up on the baseline like they were going to inbound the basketball. Now they will give Vredevoet a pair of free throws. First free throw on the way for the 6-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan. It's up and good. She's got 5 points. Dort College trails 50-26 pending another free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. So two made free throws for Cassidy Vredevoet. And the Dort College defenders trail at 50-27. Hastings with the lead and the basketball. Pass goes down low, Jeldon. Jeldon loses it. It's taken away by Chapman. Abby Chapman with the basketball at midcourt. She's got it on the right-hand side. Takes it to the top of the key. Picks up her dribble, and the ball is stripped free. Coming away with it is Chanel Farmer. Farmer with the basketball. Farmer feeds it outside to Rachel Jeldon. Dump it down low. Layup is good. Alex Edwards with the two-point basket. And the North College defenders trail 52-27. Back the other way, we've got a foul called against Hastings before the shot by Robin Blunt. So Jeldon whistled for the personal. I beg your pardon. Is that Nybrugge who got called for the personal foul? That's foul number one on her. Blunt inbounds to Manis. Manis with it on the right wing. They give it up to Blunt. Blunt in the corner. Back over to Vredevoad. Vredevoad to Manis. Manis to DeJager. DeJager loses the handle on it. Picked up by Hastings. Broncos coming back the other way. Tika Thompson. Thompson over the basketball in between the circles. And Thompson driving in against Shea DeJager. DeJager stabs at it, and she gets called for the personal foul. It's foul number one on DeJager. Free throws on the way for Hastings and Alex Edwards. This will be a 1-1. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com, when the dust settles, he'd appreciate their quality service. Well, they lined up at the free throw line. Now they're going to say, no, not a 1-1, and I should have known better. Looking up at the scorebook or the scoreboard, that's just team foul number four on the defenders in this half. Top of the key, three-pointer on the way off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Hallie Samuelson. Samuelson with the basketball. Samuelson gives it back over to Nybrugge. Nybrugge throws it away. York College will get the basketball back. Throwing it in will be Abby Chapman. Chapman will throw it in to Cruz. She's joined on the floor right now by Newman, Angbers, and Vredevoad. 13:19 remaining in this contest. York College trails 52-27. Kim Cruz with the basketball at midcourt. Cruz to Vredevoad. Vredevoad with the basketball. Vredevoad gives it back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the left side. Cruz picks up her dribble. Feeds it off to Vredevoad. Vredevoad with the basketball. Vredevoad into the corner. Newman. And Newman steps on the... we have a reach-in foul called against Hastings. And Alex Edwards. Edwards whistled for his second personal. 25-point advantage right now for Hastings with 12:57 left to go in the ball game. Paige Engbers to throw it in. Left side of the lane. Gets it in to Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman with it on the left wing. Looking for Vredevoad down low. Instead, it comes out front to Cruz. Cruz, right side to Engbers. Engbers gives it up to Chapman. Chapman into the lane, and she is fouled on the play. Abby Chapman whistled for the personal foul. Foul goes on Abigail Nybrugge, her second. First free throw on the way for Chapman is up and through. Abby Chapman converts the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Second free throw by Chapman is up and through as well. So Abby Chapman makes both free throws. And the defenders trail 52-29. With it on the right side is Hallie Samuelson. Samuelson with the basketball picks up her dribble. She passes over to Alex Edwards. Edwards to Nybrugge. Nybrugge with the basketball. Nybrugge to Farmer. Farmer goes left side. This is Samuelson. Floater in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Hastings working with the basketball. 52-29, our score, 12:05 remaining. Left side pass goes over to Edwards. Edwards uses it up, passes right side. Driving in is Thompson. Thompson kick out pass, three, missed it, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Thompson. Thompson shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 52-29 our score. It's foul number four on the defenders and Emily Newman. Thompson will shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. A second free throw on the way for Thompson. Hastings leads at 53-29. She misses the second free throw attempt. And a foul call now on the play against the defenders and Tegan Manis. Manis whistled for her third personal, and that's team foul number six against the defenders. Chanel Farmer to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Hastings with the basketball, Tika Thompson. Thompson driving in, shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the defenders. Coming away with the basketball is Micah Hulst. Hulst gives it away to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz back over to Chapman. Chapman, lob pass goes down low. Shot in the lane, no good by Hulst. Rebound taken by Cruz. Cruz dumps it off for Hulst. Ball's tapped out of bounds, last touch by Hastings. It'll be North College basketball. 11:25 left to go in the game. Hastings 53, North College 29. Inbounding will be Abby Chapman. Chapman gets the ball inbounded to Angbers. Angbers goes down low to Chapman. Chapman fires it off of the glass. Good. Abby Chapman with 5 second half points, 8 points for the game. North College trails 53-31. 11:10 remaining in the game. Hastings basketball. They pass it to Nybruggy, looking down low for Williamson. Instead pops it out to Farmer. Farmer with the basketball back to Nybruggy. Nybruggy back to Williamson. Williamson with it on the right wing. She comes back out front with the basketball to Samuelson. Samuelson, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the defenders. That's going to go on Manis, and that's number four on Manis. Emily Newman will check back into the game for the defenders. Manis checks out. 1-1 opportunity here for Hastings. And Chelsea Morton. Free throw is up. And it's off the heel. No good. Morton fails to convert on the free throw. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz across the timeline. Cruz with it at the top of the key. Loses the dribble. Jackson on top of it. No, it's taken back by Cruz. She comes back right side. They get it down low for Micah Hulst. Hulst comes back over to Cruz. Cruz puts it up, and it is blocked from behind out of bounds. The North College defenders will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Shot clock is at 6 seconds. 10:29 left to go in the contest. Inbounding the basketball will be Abby Chapman. Chapman gets it into Newman. Newman back over to Chapman. Chapman, two-pointer, good. Left corner shot for Abby Chapman. 7 second half points, 10 points for the ball game, and the North College defenders trail 53-33. She was just inside the three-point line from in the left corner. Williamson with it, right corner, guarded there by Michael Hulst. Van Kirk, long two, no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulst outlets over to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Page with it up the floor, picks up her dribble, passes it to Newman. Newman, right side, comes back over to Cruz. Cruz driving in, dumps it off, comes back outside. Chapman, Chapman, three, good. Abby Chapman, all those shots she was missing in the first half, she's come back and started making them in the second half. She's got 10 second-half points, and the defenders trail 53-36. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. North College trails 53-36. They've cut into what was a 25-point lead, largely with Abby Chapman hitting some shots. Jackson with the basketball now for Hastings. Comes back out front. Williamson. Williams shot partially blocked. They kick it around right side over to Jackson. Jackson unable to convert. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Newman. Newman back right side it goes. to Angbers. Angbers right side, Chapman. Ball fake down to the corner. Her shot from 15, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim with it on the wing. Cruz still has her dribble alive. Cruz will drive in. Kick it over to Angbers. Angbers, three on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Jamie Van Kirk with the basketball. Van Kirk over to Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson on the right wing. Picks it up. Passes left side over to Van Kirk. Van Kirk with it on the wing. Van Kirk back over to Morton. Morton puts it on the deck. Drives in. Right hand layup. Good. Chelsea Morton with 6 points. Dort College trails 55-36. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz driving in. Tries to pass it off, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Bray DeVoe checks into the ballgame. Micah Hulst will check out. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane will be Abby Chapman. Chapman to trigger it. Abby looking, still looking, finds Kim Cruz. Cruz, lob pass intended for Cassidy Vredevode. And the ball is tapped out of bounds, last touched by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball, 15 to shoot for the defenders. Inbounding the basketball will be Chapman. Chapman throws over the top, gets it in to Kim Cruz. Cruz back over right side to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, driving in. Her right-handed layup is good. Abby Chapman with 12 second-half points, 15 for the ballgame. Dort College trails 55-38. 7:55 left to go in the game. Left side is Van Kirk. Van Kirk out front to Michaela Berry. Berry with it on the left wing. Berry back over to Morton. Morton with the basketball. Morton gives it up to Williamson. Williamson in the lane. Her shot is good. Sawyer Williamson turns with her left hand over her right shoulder, knocking down the shot. Dort College trails 57-38. Pass goes into the corner. Chapman, another three on the way. That one's good. Abby Chapman with two threes in the second half. 18 points for the ball game. Dort College trails 57-41. Three-pointer answering back. And the Dort College defenders trail 60-41. Ball goes into the corner. Broncos, moments ago, Abby Jackson hitting that three. She's got seven. And going to the free throw line after she was fouled is Cassidy Vredevode. Vredevode will shoot a 1-1. Vredevode is 2-for-2 from the free throw line this evening. Or this afternoon, I should say. Kim Cruz will check out of the ballgame. Tegan Manis checks in. So, 1-1 on the way for Vredevode. Vredevode with 6 points today. And her first free throw is good. She's got another one coming. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Vredevode makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders trail 60-43. Top of the key three is up and down for Michaela Berry. Berry with her third three of the second half, and the defenders trail it 63-43. Tegan Manis with the basketball. Manis hands it off right side. Out front with it is Chapman. Chapman guarded there by Jackson. Picks up her dribble, comes back over to Blunt. Blunt, right side. They go down low to Vredevode. Vredevode puts it up in traffic, off of the glass, good. Cassidy Vredevode with 10 points. Dort College trails 63-45. Well, since Dort College got down big, 50-25, they've played with a little less of fear. Right-handed layup by Van Kirk. Van Kirk layup is good. She's got 17, and the defenders trail 65-45. Tegan Manis with the basketball. Manis with it, hands it off to Chapman. Chapman with it on the right wing. Abby Chapman crosses over, drives hard with the left hand. Her left-handed layup won't go down. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Michaela Berry with the basketball. Berry picks up her dribble, passes it back over to Jackson, and a travel violation whistled against Hastings. It'll be North College basketball. On the floor for the defenders, it's Chapman, Newman, Manis, Blunt, and Vredevoet. Ball is inbounded with a basketball. This is Chapman. Chapman looking. Ball is tapped. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Jackson. Jackson layup good. Abby Jackson with 9 points. And the defenders trail 67-45. Back the other way, Vredevoet. Double team. Now three players around her. Finds Newman. Newman into the lane. Her shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Rachel Jeldon. Jeldon with the basketball. Jeldon gives it off to Jackson. Jackson will set the offense. Jackson with 9 points, averaging 6.3 per game. Pass goes right side, Berry. Berry to Jeldon. Jeldon facing up against Vredevoet. Her shot, no good. Rebound taken away by North College. Coming up the floor with it is Manis. Manis to Chapman. Abby Chapman, three, too strong off the heel, chases down her own rebound. Comes back to Vredevoet. Vredevoet puts it up. Her shot off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Hastings. 4:49 left to play in the game. 67-45, North College down 22. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings, Van Kirk, Van Kirk, three, in and out, no good, halfway down and pops back out. And Vredevoet will hand it off to Manis. Manis with the basketball. Manis with it across the timeline. Manis hands it off to Chapman. It's deflected, picked back up by Manis. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Teagan, runner from the right side, off the too strong over the top of the glass, or over the top of the rim. Rebound controlled by Hastings College. Hastings with the basketball, Jackson. Abby Jackson in between the circles out front. Abby Jackson on the left wing. She passes to Michaela Berry. Berry with the basketball. She'll put up the 15-foot pull-up. It's good. Berry with 11, all of them in the second half, and the Broncos have opened up a 69-45 lead. Hastings right at their season average of 71 points per game. Just a shade under that right now. Chapman with the basketball in between the circles. North College with it, trailing by a couple of dozen. Driving in is Vredevoet. Vredevoet back over to Blunt. Blunt puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. 3:28 left to go in the game. Foul called on Jeldon is her second. Two free throws on the way for Robin Blunt. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. First free throw was no good by Blunt. She's got another one coming. She's got 5 points today, averaging 7.5 points per outing. Free throw is up, and that one is off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Hastings and Hallie Samuelson. Samuelson gives it off to Thompson. Thompson walks it up. Thompson with the basketball. She passes right side back over to Samuelson. Samuelson gives it off to Farmer. Farmer with it. Farmer back to Thompson. Thompson with the basketball, and she's going to be called for traveling. 3:09 left to play in the game. Hastings, 69, North College, 45. North College will inbound. Length of the floor in front of them. Throwing it in is North College's Paige Angbers. She gets it in to Kim Cruz. Cruz back over to Angbers. Angbers on the right wing. Angbers gets it underneath for Hulst, and Hulst is held on the play. Foul came before the shot. So foul called on Hastings. That one goes against Kelly Schrevogel. First free throw by Hulst is off the side of the iron. No good. So two free throws on the way. Michael Hulst, second free throw in and out. No good. She's 0 for 2 from the free throw line this afternoon. And the defenders trail 69-45. With it out front, Bronco basketball. Thompson passes it to Samuelson. Samuelson at the top of the key. She'll spot up, put up a three, and hits it. Allie Samuelson with 6 points, and the defenders trail 72-45. Inbounding the basketball is Kim Cruz. Cruz gets it in to Hulst. Hulst to Angbers. Angbers across half court. Angbers picks up her dribble, tries to find Cruz, and the ball is deflected. Take it away. Here comes Thompson. Thompson over the basketball, sidesteps the defensive player, misses the shot, gets her own rebound back, shot blocked by Blunt, rebound taken away by Blunt, feeds it ahead to Manis. Manis for the basketball as we approach the 2 minute mark of the contest. Manis in the backcourt, and the Dort College defenders are going to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Look. Shot clock violation by the defenders. Hastings didn't gain possession of the basketball before the shot clock expired. So the Broncos have the basketball back. Hastings leads at 72-45 after the turnover by Dort College. 1:35 and counting. Pass comes right side back over to Samuelson. Samuelson drives in. Shot is blocked from behind by Angbers. Rebound taken away by DeAger. Here comes Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz driving in. Dumps it off for Blunt, and Blunt is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. She's 1-for-4 from the free throw line so far today. So Robin Blunt to shoot two free throws. 1:22 remaining in regulation. Hastings 72, Dort College 45. Free throw by Robin is up and good. Blunt now with 6 points, and she's got another free throw chance. Dort College, 24 points so far in the second half. Hastings with 34. Blunt misses the second free throw. Dort College trails 72-45. Hastings with the basketball coming back the other way. Abigail Nybruggy with the basketball. She goes right side to Samuelson. Samuelson at the top of the key. She dumps it down low. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Hastings. Now a 15-footer up and down for Schrevogel. She's got 2 points. Dort College trails 74-45. Out front with it is Kim Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. Cruz comes back over to Manis. Manis with the basketball back to Cruz. Cruz driving in with the right hand from the left side. Good. Kim Cruz with her first 2 points of the day. Dort College trails 74-47, 35 seconds and counting. Hastings with the basketball, 9 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Hastings with the basketball out front. This is Samuelson. Samuelson gives it up. Shot no good. From the left baseline, rebound cleared by Kim Cruz. Cruz with it across the timeline, 15 seconds left. Shaylor Lund in the ballgame for the first time today. Shaylor Lund checks into the ballgame at the last break, so she's seeing her first varsity action, I believe, of the year. Kim Cruz to inbound. Tries to find Robin Blunt. Blunt steps on the sideline trying to save it in, and the turnover gives the basketball back to Hastings. Hastings leads 74-48. 74-48 our score. Nybruggy takes it across half court. And this is in all likelihood how this one's going to end. Hastings 74. Dort College 48, and we have a foul called with 2.3 seconds remaining. Shaylor Lund whistled for the personal foul. And Schrevogel will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. It's team foul number 8 on the defenders. Free throw's up. Free throw is good. A little premature on my call of the final score. Wasn't factoring in a foul getting called. First free throw up and down. Second one on the way. This one's up and good as well. 4 points for Schrevogel. And the Dort College defenders are going to lose by a final score of 76-48. Hastings College Broncos improved to 4-3 in the conference, 7-5 overall. Dort College slips to 6-8 and 0-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders on the short end of a 76-48 decision this afternoon. The Dort College defenders unable to keep up with Hastings in the first half. The Broncos took a 38-21 halftime lead, built the lead to as much as 25 in the second half. 52-27, Dort College cut the gap down to 17 at one point, 60-43. Hastings, though, had an answer, and the Broncos rolled to the win by the final score of 76-48. Dort College outscored in the second half 38-27. Dort College was paced in scoring by Abby Chapman's 18 points. Jamie Van Kirk had 17 to lead the Broncos. Let's take a look at the numbers for the contest. Let's begin with the team totals for Dort College. Dort College 16-43 shooting, 37.2%. 4-12 on threes, 33.3%. 12-21 on free throws, 57.1%. Dort College 36 rebounds to 40 for Hastings. Dort College 24 turnovers to 12 for the Broncos. For Hastings, they were 30 of 69 from the floor for 43.5%. 10 of 21 on three-pointers, 47.6%. 6 for 12 on free throws for 50%. Individual totals then for the defenders. Abby Chapman led the way with 18 points, 6 of 18 from the floor, 3 for 6 on threes. Cassidy Vredevoet off of the bench with 10. Robin Blunt, 6. 4 for Micah Hulst. 3 each for Paige Engbers and Tegan Manis. 2 each for Kim Cruz and Emily Newman. For the Hastings College Broncos, Jamie Van Kirk with 17, Michaela Berry with 11, 9 for Abby Jackson, 6 for Chelsea Morton, 6 for Sierra Williamson, 6 for Hallie Samuelson, 5 for Rachel Jeldon, 4 each for Kelly Schravogel and Tika Thompson, 3 for Holly Hild, 3 for Abigail Niebrugge, and 2 for Alex Edwards for their total of 76 points. Rebounding, Michael Hulst led Dort College with 13 rebounds. Abby Chapman had 6, 4 each for Kim Cruz and Cassidy Vredevoet. 3 assists for Kim Cruz, 2 for Abby Chapman. Hastings College was led in rebounding by Rachel Jeldon, 6, and they had 7 other players with 4 rebounds each. Jamie Van Kirk had 3 assists, as did Holly Hild and Hallie Samuelson. 3 steals for Chelsea Morton, and 4 for Chanel Farmer. Dort College was out-rebounded 40-36. Dort College shot 37.2% from the field to 43.5% for the Hastings College Broncos. Let's take a break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Craig Steensma right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Craig Steensma has made his way out of the locker room as the Dort College defenders fall by a final score of 76-48. Coach, this one, as crazy as it sounds, this one played out. Hastings' game plan, nothing really surprised us today. This came down to a matter of execution, and for a period of time in the first half, that execution pretty tough to come by for your team.
Right, they put a lot of pressure on, you know, and they double team and run and jump pretty well. That's part of their game plan anyway. But you could see, you know, just they kind of wore us down a little bit. Our energy level was really high. I thought our bench played well. I thought we rebounded very well in the first half. You know, it's just a matter of we did better in terms of not turning the ball over. But not good enough to win. And you know, we talked about as a team that, you know, turnovers hurt you three ways. One, the obvious way is you don't get a shot. And the second way is you don't have a chance to get an offensive rebound. And the third way is you really sometimes the turnovers came where we couldn't defend them. They grabbed the ball and just laid them in, or it would be a tip and a two-on-one. You know, and if you're giving away free points, it makes it all that much harder to win. And today, you know, Hastings, you got to give Hastings credit. They played very, very well, and they shot the three really, really well. You know, making 10 threes out of 21. You know, they played a very, very good game.
In the second half, when your team got down, I believe 50-25 or 52-27, right in through there, then you did play a pretty good stretch for about 5 or 6 minutes. A little freer, didn't worry so much, and attacked the basket. Abby Chapman made some shots, and of course everything looks better when you make shots. But there was a period of time where your team played better in the second half.
We did. You know, we had a really good stretch where we just kept fighting, you know, kept battling and fighting. And, you know, in the first half, I felt like during our stretch where we were getting to the basket and getting to the free throw line, we weren't finishing shots and we weren't making free throws. And, yeah, it just makes it harder to deal with when you're losing points on the board and you feel like you're playing really well.
You now have a little bit of time off. I believe tests begin on Monday for the group in terms of their scholastic stuff. What do you do for the next 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, in preparation for Thursday?
Well, you're right, Mike. We've talked a lot about it, you know, and for our team, this is a big week upcoming because of exams, and they want to finish strong, and they've got some pretty lofty academic goals. So, you know, it's an important week for them. Some of them study on the way down here. Some of them will study during the men's game. Some of them will study on the way home. They understand how important it is to do well in the classroom. And so we'll practice Monday morning, and then Wednesday kind of have a pregame practice for our game on Thursday against Martin Luther.
Martin Luther coming up on Thursday, and hard to believe we're about halfway through this season, and probably time for a break. Just get away from it, play Martin Luther on Thursday, and then just a little break again before you pick up conference play again.
Yeah, you know, it can be a whirlwind, and you're right there with us, Mike. You are, you know, here and there, on the road, at home. You know, they put in a lot of nights, so it'll be great for the young ladies to have a break, to celebrate Christmas, to see their family, to take a break from basketball, to take a break academically as well. You know, it'll all be good for them.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by. That's Coach Craig Steensman, Dort College women's basketball coach. Dort College loses to the Hastings College Broncos tonight, 76-48. Let's take a break, and we'll be back checking in with the rest of the Great Plains Athletic Conference right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Women's basketball scores from earlier today in the conference. Our score sheet is complete. Hastings over Dort, 76-48. Concordia over Mount Marty, 92-61. Dakota Wesleyan Downs Doan, 81-77. Northwestern a winner over Midland, 78-70. And it was Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan by a final score of 77-75. As we approach the Christmas break with three games remaining in conference play, December the 19th, Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan will play at the Corn Palace. Doan is at Northwestern a week from today. And that should be a men's game, I believe. Doan at Northwestern, that's a men's game only. And Nebraska Wesleyan is at Briar Cliff. So there are two women's basketball games remaining before the Christmas break. Currently, Morningside is 7-0, Concordia is 7-1, Doan is 5-3, Briar Cliff and Dakota Wesleyan have both sneaked in front of Doan at 4-2. Hastings is 4-3, Northwestern sub-500 at 3-4, but they've put together a little streak here in the conference, I believe. At one point, I believe they were 0-3, so they've gone 3-1. In their last four conference games, Midland is 2-5, Mount Marty's 2-6, Nebraska Wesleyan 0-5, and Dort College is 0-7 in conference play. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back. Talk about the men's contest right after this. God.